Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms, this is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Retirement Your Way. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Bradley Harden with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Hey Bradley, how's it going this time around?
It is going well, Matt. I'm looking forward to today's shows and topics and educating the, you know, Volusia County base here about Social Security changes.
Yeah, we got some big discussions to come about Social Security, some changes, as you said, kind of on the horizon there. And I'll let you give the full rundown here momentarily of what's coming up on the show. But I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our listeners who are tuning in, whether it is on the radio in the Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach, New Smyrna Beach area there along the coast of Florida, along the Atlantic coast, or whether you're listening to us on the podcast. And yeah, you can listen to us via podcast wherever you happen to be in the world. You could literally be at the North Pole like somebody else is this time of the year and listening to us right there on the ice caps or something. But yeah, no matter where you are, thank you so much for listening to us. Really, really do appreciate it. Also, you can check us out on YouTube. I'd encourage you to do that. We've got videos from each and every one of our episodes. The full episodes are there. We've also got some highlights and other things for you to enjoy. Just search for Retirement Your Way on YouTube and you'll find us. And also go to the website, a lot to do there as well, including schedule a time for a free consultation with Bradley and Madison Harden with AmeriLife of Central Florida. You can do that and we'll give you a bunch of reasons why over this next half hour. That is something that you will want to do, but go to planretirementyourway.com. That's the website, planretirementyourway.com, or call AmeriLife of Central Florida at 386-977-9684, 386-977-9684. And that would be a great thing for you to do to set up that initial consultation, again, free of any cost or any obligation. I mean, don't wait for Congress or the markets or the calendar to kind of dictate your future. You want to take control of that retirement plan today. Bradley and Madison can help you do just that. And right now, what Bradley's going to help us do is run down what's coming up on the show here, Bradley.
Well, I appreciate that, Matt. Thanks again. And, the overview of today's show, we're going to talk Social Security adjustments are coming in 2026. The question is, are you ready? How to plan if you don't trust that Social Security will always be there? We've got some tips and some strategies to help you feel a little bit more confident about your future retirement income. How to budget for holidays. And another topic we always kind of try to get to is, what would happen if your portfolio took a drop and kind of going through that decumulation stage of retirement and your life. So again, a lot of good topics to talk about today, heavily focused on retirement income, where that's going to be coming from, and things like that. Before we kick it off, we always do have our financial wisdom quote of the week. Matt?
We do have our quote of the week, and this time around, it comes from someone you may have heard of before, Winston Churchill, British Prime Minister during World War II, and someone who knew a lot about pressure and about, worrying about things and things coming on the horizon here. And he said this: "Let our advance worrying become advance thinking and planning." So it's like, take that worry, take your, sort of your anxieties and your worries about things, turn that around, to turn that into thinking and planning about what you want the future to be, not just worrying about what it might be. Take action to do something about it.
Right. No, I agree, Matt. And, you know, always looking for ways to kind of wrap that into what we do here at AmeriLife is, you know, during that initial visit, let's get it out on the table. What are you worried about? What fears do you have in retirement? And together, let's think, let's plan, let's execute, and let's get a strategy in place. Because at the end of the day, if you know where you're going and you know how to get there, things are going to run a little bit smoother as opposed to just jumping on 95 and hoping for the best. So, you know, to kick off here, we're going to go ahead and start talking about some of the Social Security changes coming in 2026. And the big picture is today we're taking a closer look at what's changing with Social Security and what these updates mean for retirees, for people nearing retirement, and workers still paying into the system. Some of these changes are routine and others are tied directly to inflation. And a few may affect how much actually lands in your bank account each month. So let's break down some of those key adjustments that you do need to know. They did finally announce the cost of living adjustment for Social Security. So beneficiaries will receive a 2.8% cost of living adjustment in 2026. Now, what that means in real dollars is the average retirement benefit will rise about $56 per month, which is slightly higher than last year's 2.5% increase. So more than 71 million Social Security recipients will receive larger checks beginning in 2026, in January. Even though the increase is automatic, it doesn't always keep up with the rising costs, especially healthcare and housing. A 2.8% bump is helpful, but it may not fully offset inflation in key areas of spending. What's also happening for those of you that are still working, more of your income could be taxed. So for those still working and paying into Social Security, the maximum amount of income subject to Social Security payroll tax has increased to $184,500, up from $176,100, which it was in 2025. So again, they're raising the ceiling on what is taxable of your income for the Social Security trust funds. And so what that means is high-earning workers will pay Social Security tax on a larger portion of their income. And that also means these same workers could eventually qualify for slightly higher benefits down the road because their benefit formula is tied to taxed earnings.
Yeah, that ceiling is going up for how much of the wages are taxable, that income is taxable if you are working and also paying into Social Security, all those things. It seems like the floor never goes up along with the ceiling, but just the ceiling just keeps going up and up and up. Medicare costs actually, though, may offset part of the COLA increase. And you talked about that 2.8% jump in the benefit payments, but that just may be eaten right into thanks to the increase in some Medicare costs here.
Absolutely, Matt. And part of planning in retirement, number one, first and foremost, is healthcare, right? Your body's been running for 60, 65, 70 years, and you may need some maintenance. So that's where Medicare steps in. And last year for 2025, or this current year rather, the price for Medicare was $185 for your Part B. Now in 2026, that has risen to $202.90. which is a roughly 9.7% increase year over year, which is significantly higher than the 2.8% cost of living adjustment that they awarded folks. So just a moment ago, we mentioned that the average check is going up by about $56 a month across the nation. Well, your healthcare premium is going up by about $17 per month. So depending on what you're collecting and what those percentages look like for you, you may be ahead, you may be flat, or you may even have a lower benefit for next year, just depending on your certain situation. So really, that jump up in Social Security benefits is significantly, or could be reduced there by the increased Medicare costs. And another thing with Medicare is the payment for IRMA. So your income-related monthly adjustment amount. So for those retirees who maybe retired this year or last year, you've got to do a two-year look back on that Medicare taxable income. And again, that's something that we can discuss and figure out at that initial meeting, is how much is my Medicare and health insurance actually going up for next year? Now, there was a new senior tax deduction. So let's talk about that here for a moment. The tax change of 2026 includes a new $6,000 deduction for taxpayers age 65 and older, which may help reduce or eliminate taxes on Social Security for some households. The amount of income needed to earn one Social Security work credit rises to 1890, and you still need 40 credits, or about 10 years of work, to qualify for benefits. And several thresholds used in benefit calculations will receive inflation adjustments as well.
Yeah, and it's a lot of changes and tweaks and all of that to Social Security. And so, folks, if you are sitting there or standing there doing whatever you might be doing on this beautiful Florida weekend, and you are listening to the show, and you say, "Well, it just all sounds like a lot to me, you know, it just all sounds like it's just too complicated and I can't really wrap my brain around it," then that's absolutely fine. You are definitely not alone in that club. But what I would encourage you to do is reach out to Bradley and Madison Hardin with the AmeriLife of Central Florida. They both are registered Social Security analysts. I also happen to be a registered Social Security analyst, so I know all of the sort of rigorous, education and testing and all of the things that they went through firsthand to get that certification. And the best thing I feel like too is that they can offer you a Social Security maximization report. We call it an RSSA roadmap, and it really does break down all of the details of what you can expect with Social Security going forward. It takes your earnings record, it builds all of that in. And then going forward, it also takes into account those changes that we know about already to really give you a great picture at what you can expect from Social Security. I mean, I would go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com yesterday and get that report, because it's a lot of great, great information there, Bradley. I mean, I know that it can be really revealing and eye-opening for people when they look at those numbers.
Right. I agree. You know, and some, again, all the planning and all of the things that we do is about optimizing retirement cash flow. Right, we need to know when the best time to take Social Security, when to start taking those RMD payments, when do we turn on the annuities that we've got, and if you've got annuities or you're considering learning about those, during that initial consultation, we can provide you with the complimentary, some literature that's called Annuities Do's and Don'ts, really highlighting some pros, some cons, does that make sense for me, and we look forward to sitting down and going through that stuff with you. Now, because we've been talking about Social Security and that's a big topic here, you know, some people may be thinking, will Social Security always be there? So let's talk about that for a moment. And some people don't fully trust it. I trust it because, again, we went through the training and we understand how Social Security is funded, and it's very unlikely that Social Security in its entirety would go away. However, there is the possibility that it could be reduced. Now, Social Security was never intended on being your financial plan or the backbone of your retirement. It was more positioned to help retirees supplement other sources of income. So back in the day, pensions were highly, highly available. And actually last year in 2024, less than 15% of people retired with a pension. So we're seeing this big shift in income planning away from pensions and more towards retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all the different alphabet soup that you can think of when it comes to, you know, deferred contribution plans. So those are different types of plans that we can use to help create some cash flow in addition to Social Security. So again, like I said, Matt, it was never intended to be your only source. Treating it that way means you could be caught off guard if it does change in the future. So again, there's a potential that could be cut by 20%, 30%, and not to speculate on what may or may not happen. But again, that's something that our clients and the average consumer is hearing about. Now, some action steps that you can take. Let's set a clear goal, right? Decide the kind of lifestyle you want to live, identify the income needs, savings targets, and when you hope to stop working. Or maybe you have stopped working and it's time to restructure that plan for that decumulation phase and living off those savings part of your life. We want to make sure we have savings outside of Social Security or pension. We want to pay down our debt aggressively. The less debt you have in retirement, the less you'll need to rely on that Social Security benefit. Let's work on creating a flexible budget. Ask yourself how much you could live on if Social Security were smaller or delayed. Invest for growth with caution. So again, there are strategies to where you can receive market-like returns without facing market-like risk. And plan for multiple streams. Maybe you do have rental property that creates income, maybe part-time work, small business revenue. And more importantly, let's diversify that portfolio to help build that income foundation and maximize the cash flow in retirement.
Yeah, we want to make it where your Social Security is not the thing that you are relying on in your retirement, income, as far as income goes in retirement. Ideally, it would be like the cherry on top, that could be the thing that you use to pay for the trip to Bora Bora or whatever. If you are having doubts about the future of Social Security, at least in the amount that the benefits may be, there could have to be, benefit cuts potentially. There could be a raising of the eligibility ages and that sort of a thing. It's best to have your own plan in place so that no matter what happens with Social Security, it does turn out to be the cherry on top. If you're somebody who doesn't truly trust that it's going to be there for you, at least in its current sort of form and the way that it looks right now, build a plan that stands on its own 2 feet. And then everything else is extra, right? So book that free consultation. Just go to planretirementyourway.com or give Bradley and Madison a call at 386-977-9684. That's 386-977-9684. You can get that initial consultation here. And also, I feel like it's an important conversation to have and it's something important, Bradley, for people to think about, because we've seen, I think we mentioned it on last week's show, a lot of volatility in the markets this year, a lot of ups, a lot of downs, luckily more ups than downs, but it still has a lot of people sort of on the edge of their seat about what's going to happen if their portfolio experiences a market drop, If there's a big market drop early on in your retirement years, well, the total amount of your market-based assets, those are going down at the same time you're making withdrawals from them. And that's just not a recipe for success. That's potentially a recipe for disaster.
And that's a huge part of our planning. I don't know who the next Tesla is going to be, the next Nvidia, the next Google. That's not my job. My job is to help people create solid foundational income plans to be able to sustain through retirement. That is our specialty. And when we get to this decumulation phase where you're drawing income, you're pulling money out of these accounts, we want to try to ride out a lot of that risk where, okay, well, if I have a 20 or 30% decline in the market and I'm paying fees, and I'm withdrawing money, that's a recipe, as you said, for potential disaster. And so part of that is creating your foundation. So in that initial consultation, we'll review what your Social Security benefits are going to be, when you should take those, look at what you're currently withdrawing, if you are withdrawing from your portfolio. And we try to identify a sustainable withdrawal rate, right? So everybody's following, a lot of people I've heard of, and they may think the 4% rule, and that may work for you, but we suggest that, you know, sitting with us and really looking at, is that 4% rule enough? Because with inflation constantly making goods and services more expensive, we've seen people more realistically needing to pull 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% of their portfolio. So that 4% rule is definitely a thing of the past, where we need to be in the 21st century. It's 2025, 2026. We need to figure out what are the new advisors like Bradley and Madison doing? How are they helping people? What's their withdrawal strategy? And so we mentioned that, you know, you're going to have Social Security, whether it's the full benefit or a reduced. Maybe you have a pension. Chances are you don't, because only 15% of people did. But chances are you were contributing to a 401 IRA and kind of getting ready for retirement. So you are able to create a personal pension through a contract with an insurance company called a fixed indexed annuity. Now, again, we have the annuity do's and don'ts. We can go through that with you, identify pros and cons. But the main reason that we use those vehicles in retirement planning is for creating income that cannot be outlived. So essentially, you're creating your own pension through that contract with the insurance company. And as an added bonus, the value of that contract is tied to the stock market, where if the market goes up, you participate in a portion of those gains. And should the market go down or crash, your principal is 100% protected. So, you know, it is possible to receive lifetime income and still receive those market-like gains through a contract called a fixed indexed annuity. And step three would be, you know, don't put off retirement planning. Let's get a second opinion. So, you know, maybe in your 401k, you've got target date funds and there's a little thing when you log in that says, oh, you're going to be able to generate this much income from your portfolio. And we get that. What's your retirement readiness score from your 401k? Well, you know, that's not taking into consideration anything else, right? It's not taking into consideration Medicare costs, health insurance costs, taxes, property tax, everything that comes with your mandatory monthly or annual expenses. It's just looking at this one 401k. Here's why you may be able to produce an income off of that. So that's not a plan. Those are just numbers on a screen. So according to a recent survey, half of Americans are do-it-yourselfers when it comes to retirement, which could lead to overlooking some critical essential planning needs. So if retirees could do things over, 40% of them say they would have started planning earlier. And I'm not knocking people that maybe got a late start. That's fine. It's you can't focus on the past. But working with an advisor and a professional can make all the difference to make sure that you're on track for the future. So again, it's all about creating cash flow, looking at where you're at. If you were not offered a pension, let's create one for you. Let's rid your portfolio of those complete and detrimental market downturns. And let's make sure that, you know, we can live retirement your way and make it sustainable for life.
Yeah, absolutely right. And no matter what you want that retirement to look like, the goal is to make your retirement vision become a reality. You know, your spending in retirement is not always going to match all those rules of thumb that we talk about. You know, a lot of the time we're talking about like the 4% rule and all of that. It's not necessarily going to be that way for you. It may be, but it very well may not be. Chances are it won't be. So let's build that plan that's based on your reality, actually, not just some sort of, you know, rule of thumb that may have been much more accurate decades ago. I encourage you, call Bradley and Madison Hardin with AmeriLife of Central Florida and let them go through with a fine-tooth comb, get everything in order for you and show you what's possible if you work with them and build that plan, they can give you retirement your way. 386-977-9684. 386-977-9684 is the number. PlanRetirementYourWay.com is the website. PlanRetirementYourWay.com. And you can sign up for that initial consultation. And, you know, Bradley, there's a couple minutes left here in the show, but important reminder for anybody listening who is of a certain age. If you are 73 and older, then you need to listen up to this next part, because you have to take your required minimum distributions before midnight, December 31st.
Absolutely, Matt. And that's not something you want to delay. There is no, you know, extension when it comes to the new year. If you don't process that, you will potentially face a penalty. And those penalties, you know, have changed to the good, you know, to the favor of the recipient in the last year or two. But, you know, many of the institutions I work with, they give deadlines that say, if your paperwork is not in by, as an example, the 15th or the 18th of the month, then they may not be able to guarantee that that payment gets processed by the 31st for this tax calendar year. So again, there are no extensions on RMDs. If you miss it, you know, let's get with the CPA. Let's figure out what your penalty is going to be. Otherwise, you know, we need to get those forms in. You need to get those forms in. Or if you'd like to see us in the next week or two, we can help you get those forms in for you.
Yeah. What it used to be, I think 50% was the penalty for a missed RMD, 50% of the amount owed. Now it's the maximum penalty is like 25%. Still one of the stiffest penalties that the IRS can levy against somebody. So you do not want to have that happen to you. Work with a professional and make sure that you are prepared for this and prepared for it every year. It's not just this year before December 31st, it's next year, the year after that. And so you want to be prepared for that and do that ahead of time. And once again, go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com, or give Bradley and Madison Hardin a call with AmeriLife of Central Florida. That number is 386-977-9684. Once again, 386-977-9684. All right, Bradley, well, just about time for us to wrap things up here. But, sir, I thank you so much for everything that you bring to the table each and every time around. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Sounds good, Matt. I appreciate the time spent together and the education we get to share with the listeners. You have a good day now. Thank you.
Absolutely. You too. And thank you for listening to the show. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll talk to you next time for another edition of Retirement Your Way.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Hardin are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit PlanRetirementYourWay.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM. A registered investment advisor, BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Hardin do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Bradley Hardin and AmeriLife of Central Florida are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.